You are tuned in to RSS Radio, which is part of NSF Radio. Well, today we're going to be talking about the five implement notifications of change. Things that you can see that your progress is now moving forward. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly as well. We'll get into a little bit of the National Saving Fatherhood Programs and upcoming events, as well as we'll get into the degrees of change, which is part of the five steps or the five notifications of change. Well, this is your brother Alfred. We are live today on your RSS. Remember, we try to do content at least once or twice each month. Also, you can tune in to us on NSF Radio, on Blog Talk Radio, every Thursday and Saturday. For more questions and more information, please contact us at 1-800-903-2096, extension 2. All right. So, listen, we're going to get into this a little bit, but we also want to give a shout-out to those who are supporting us. We are giving support and shout-out to SCORE. When you are starting your business and you need help or you just want a little bit of hands-up or a helping hand, please go to SCORE, all right, SCORE.com in your local area, and they'll help you start your business, find funding for your business, as well as mentoring you. So if you need a helping hand, please use SCORE. Now let's get right into the whole situation. What is going on right now? Well, we are in a tough time where our society, if you look at it from a news perspective, our society is crumbling. We are being constantly bombarded by police brutality. The police system is so corrupt that once you peel the band-aid off, you see a bigger wound. And what that is leaving is a great hole of mental unstable thoughts and actions. We want to get into the list, basically just talk about how can we notice if change has come. There was an old, I think it was Sam Cooke, which says, change is going to come. I know change is going to come. Well, let's talk about change. Change is, believe it or not, is an action. And it is an action, I believe, a verb. Action verb. And with that particular action, it relieves a tension or a basis of dissatisfaction. Because you have gotten one pillar accomplished, now your brain and your process of thought, it says, well, can I get another pillar accomplished? Let's say I see a piece of cheese in a glass box. The way the cheese bounces off the light in the plate and the glass, it makes me mentally and subconsciously want that cheese. And because I want that cheese, I have a desire to
do what it takes to achieve that goal of having that cheese. And to have that goal and to make that a mission is a not just a stressful situation, because you have to plan a action and put that plan into action to get that cheese. Now, let's twist it up a little bit. Let's say I see the cheese, I want the cheese, I make a plan for the cheese, and then I start executing my plan for the cheese, but now there's something in the way for me to execute my plan the way I predicted it or I planned it beforehand. So now I can't act on my plan. So now I have an obstacle within my path. And I have to change the plan or critique the plan to get that cheese. Now, for me to get that plan to put into action quickly, because you gotta remember, I've already started my first plan into action to achieve that goal. But now I'm at the asterisk of thought where I am executing, but my plan has been opened for everyone to see, and now something or someone has put themselves in front to execute their plan to stop me from achieving my goal. All right, okay. So now we know by science, they say for every action, there is an opposite in reaction. And for every tragedy that comes upon us, they say sometimes it comes in threes. Now, I want to say, as a person of interest into achieving your goal, we have to always remember, no good deed goes unpunished. If you're trying to bring yourself into a positive mindset, you will be, as the Bible or the scriptures might say, you will be tried by fire. God will punish you and test your strength and show you that you have a greater deed. And if you can handle what he dishes out, the greater reward. Every person I've ever met in my lifetime, when it came down to trying to bring something positive to a people that is lost, I have been beaten, I have been stabbed, I have been shot at, I have been coerced and tempted to take the easier route and just walk away. But my desire for my original goal is still there. So I step back as the person that is interested in achieving that goal. So for me to achieve this goal, you don't have to step back per se. But if you take your mind and switch it into an analytical thinker and analyze the situation and the complexity of it, then you will allow yourself to see as a the hole in the cheese. And you will find a true access point to achieving your goal. We previously talked about fatherhood. What is the goal of a father? How does a father appear in today's society and able to handle the day-to-day stress, and how we able to be productive people as society and productive community as in a society when we have so many obstacles in front of us on our day-to-day basis. Let's go through some of these hypothetical or theological obstacles. You wake up, you forgot to pay your power bill, so your power's off. Now that's an obstacle. You go to the shower to wash up, there's no hot water, or better yet, no water at all. We look at these things when we have to analyze these so-called answers. Let's look at another one. You got dressed, you went out to the car, and you forgot your car keys in the house. Another obstacle. Then you have another obstacle. You go back, you find a way to get your keys, you resolve that issue, okay? You start the car, and the car suddenly clunks out on you, and you're stuck, and you got 20 minutes to get to work. How are you going to solve that situation without knowing the problem before the 20 minutes is up? And then if you solve that problem, how are you going to get to work, which is the source of your income and the source of your financial stability? All right, here's another one. We go through the steps of making sure my job is done right, but somebody along the line messed with your job and your productivity at your job, and somehow you get blamed for somebody else's actions. Now, these obstacles that I present to you can all be solved in the right amount of time. Now, for that to be a proper conclusion or a better understanding on how to solve these problems, we must look at the problem, must be analytical thinkers. Now, we're going to get into the next part. But first, I want to make sure everybody that listens up to this podcast, thank you. We appreciate you coming on. You know, we're here every month, every day, trying to make sure something happens positive. And if you have any questions, please call us. 1-800-903-2096, extension 2, for our radio and podcast. If you'd like to be able to promote your company or business, it's only $20 a month, and we'll promote you every time we come on the air, every Thursday, every Saturday, and we might be having a couple other shows coming on really soon. So as we grow, you will grow. Because if you hurt, we hurt. If you help, we're helping our community grow. our society and making a better nation for all of us. Let's get to the next part. All right, we're going to talk about 5 notifications of change. The first notification of change is going to be easy. That is, you start to time manage your time better. Okay, you have a set mental or a physical or a written schedule on a daily basis of what to do. If you have a mental capacity where you can remember things better, I highly suggest to do that. Come up with a regular routine for your day today and execute that by putting everything on a time schedule. What you do is you take a Swiss watch or you take your cell phone and you time everything you do in your day. So now you are managing the time that you take, whether it's brushing your teeth, taking a shower, making breakfast, time with the children, or calling the children, or what you do at work, how long you take that project at work to get done. You time manage those things. Once you see that starts to become into effect, now you go into the second step. Step 2. You start to able to have a better glow about yourself. Your joy starts to show. You'll see that once you start the time management part, your process comes easy, okay? And this is a little bit harder than time management because that glow won't come until you have everything you need to do down pat. Now, here's the challenge. To maintain that glow, you have to maintain the time management, which can be exhausting. Can very stressful and very exhausting. Sorry about that. But we have to be able to maintain one to get the other. Now, let's get into the next part. Once you have that maintain that glow, that time management, you go into the next part, which is the third part, self-elevation. Means your thought process has started to come to quicker conclusions, quicker evaluations, and your body starts to heal itself faster. Because if your mental balance is there and your productivity is there, you start to elevate in thought and education of self. Once you have that education of self, now you are able to execute a proper way of thinking and a proper way of learning how to better your situation. Now, as a father, we need these tools so that we can handle the stress of day to day. Now, I will never say to you in any lesson or in any program to downgrade a woman, but I will say, in 2020, and with my perspective and analytical thinking, that there's a lot of women that are being manipulated mentally and systematically to make a man's worth less. So now you won't know if that woman is like that off the bat a lot of the times. But you have to be careful because that stress factor could be there as an entrapment or a skill set to put you in a position where now you have a child involved and her true colors come out. And now you got to deal with a woman that says, I'm independent, but I don't need a man to help me raise my child. That way of thinking is toxic and dangerous. Now, once again, I never tell you to disgrade or downgrade a woman for her way she thinks. A woman should be independent. A woman should be self-sufficient. A woman should be able to come to you and say, I'm able to offer this in this relationship, and I'm able to provide these tools in this relationship, and I can develop with you in this relationship a balanced way of thought and action. Now, how can I achieve peace within a toxic relationship? I'm simply going to say to you, you cannot. Because the woman has to be re-educated, not just you, because of your toxic situation from your background that is there. Which brings me into the next part. When you have done all these changes and seen all these things occur around you, and you see you going in a positive light, what happens next? I call the death. The death is this. You can be happy. You could be on cloud nine. You can have $6,000 in the bank account and a good stock portfolio set up. And then all of a sudden, tragedy hits on a consistent basis. It doesn't come in one form, it comes in many forms. This part I can't tell you or stress enough. There's really no cure for it. You're basically going to have to do as they say and Jesus did, is turn the other cheek, take a hit. But what you can do is try your best to be strategic in your approach and in your actions from that point on. The death will come because this old saying says, it's so easy to be bad, but it's so trying and hard to be good. If I try to be good, there's going to be trials and tribulations that come to you on a consistent basis. You have to be strong mentally. And which is, that's where we come in. National Savior Fatherhood is your backbone for you who have not known how to handle the stress of this so-called death. And because of that action, and because of that situation, and how it keeps occurring, we have to look at this and with a heavy heart try to push forward. Now that brings me into the next part. How to push forward. Now to push forward, every person's going to be different on this skill level. There is some basics on how to push forward, but to that extreme, we have to be able to look at the situation, find a proper way to find that hole that we talked about earlier, and go through that hole to achieve our goal. Now, how can we achieve that goal and push forward? Well, it's not easy. Well, here's what I would suggest. Now, remember, National State of Fatherhood, we are not psychiatrists or therapists. We are not life coaches. We are support community. I guess you better say this like this. We are community support systems that's put in place to support the community that is in stress or in stressful times needed. When a voice is needed to be heard so that the rest of the world can rest in peace, National Saving Fatherhood is there. When the family is about to collapse or break down, we as a community are there. So we are not doctors. We're not psychiatrists. We are community support. So, with that being said, also want to say, let's get to down to the push part. First step of pushing forward. Well, the first step of pushing forward is to look at yourself in the mirror. I want you to go to the mirror right now. Go on. I'll give you a few minutes. I want you to look in that mirror and tell me what you see. Do you see a person that you love, first of all? What do you see? Look inside of yourself in that mirror. That reflection. Like Michael Jackson says, the man in the mirror. I want to see the change. Do you love who you see in that mirror? If the answer is yes, then you're on a good start. If the answer is no, get ready for hell. If the answer is yes, here's what I want you to do next. I want you to pledge to yourself, no matter what you do from this point on, you are committed to loving yourself first and strengthening that love to yourself first. But if there is children involved, remember the child is part of you. So love yourself, but love the children the same level you love yourself. And that means support them mentally. Show them how to love themselves. That means go out, play sports, or throw the ball around, read a book to them, educate them, broaden their horizon, and it's doing that. Now, if you said no, get ready for hell. Now, if you going through the situation where you say, I can't love myself, sometimes I want to kill myself or hurt myself, well, guess what? It's because you have not learned to love yourself. You have not made the steps or the effort. And we're going to take it from a religious standpoint. Remember, National Safe Fatherhood is not a religious organization or anything like that, but we do support anybody's all religions and all faiths and all bases of religion. We are not discriminating against anybody or anyone's belief, but we do pull from religious texts because we have to pull from the resources that is given to us that is remain the strength of our nations. Now let's get it part in. To thyself be true, and to love thyself is to be true. And if I cannot love myself, how can I love something I created from a speck of dust? And if I cannot love thyself and I cannot love that child, how can I go among the world in peace when my heart is fed destruction? If I look at you and I see contentment and hatred and vile toxicity, what kind of man am I? And how can I pass judgment on any man or anyone if I have no love for myself? God says, how can you love a man or a being that I have never seen but hate what he created and which I see every day? The God created man. And if God created man in his own image and likeness, then what? And then when he created that man, and if I say I love God and I honor my God, and if I honor my teacher, and I honor my mission, which is to love myself, but I truly hate myself, then am I living in truth or am I living in falsehood? Tell me right now. Look in that mirror again. Look at that mirror again and tell me what you have seen. Why are we feeling this way? That's in religion and Islamic religion, they say we have five wives. We all heard the stories. Called polygamy. A form of polygamy. Let me tell you what the true five wives are. Your marriage to God is one. Your marriage to yourself is two. Marriage to your family is three. Marriage to the one you married and put that ring, that's four. And the most important is five. The marriage to your community and your country. Those five there are the key marriages that you must maintain as a man. And if you can't understand the complexity of that, then I can tell you one thing. Until you do understand that, you will go through hell. Ask yourself, how much time do you spend by yourself having fun with yourself? And I don't mean the perverted language or any of this like that. I mean, how much time do you take to read a book to yourself? Educate
you a better self-loving person. What are you doing to elevate your community and your people in the best way? Well, I can't judge you, nor can I say to you that your actions as a negative is wrong. Now let's get back to those who said yes. Every step, every procedure, every way you move from that point on, once you achieve that self-love, it will become more easier. But for that easy ease of stress, because it is going to still be stressful, but it's not going to be as stressful if you had help. Sorry, not help. If you have had hell on earth in you. Okay? So we need to look at these things. We need to analyze these things and push on forward so that we can see a good conclusion. Okay? Now that we are in the stage of pushing forward and we have looked at all the aspects that we need so we can achieve a better salvation for ourselves and our families and as men. The first cue on the first philosophy of National Saving Fatherhood is this. To make a better nation, we must start with the Father. For the Father, he holds the seed that plants into the womb. And once the plantation cultivates that seed, it produces fruit. And once the fruit is produced, we have something that can be molded and carved into something positive or great or negative, and hellfire can be rained. So with everything I'm saying right now, we have to apply these steps so that we can make a better human being out of ourselves. I'm not saying that you're not a good human being now. What I'm saying, you can always achieve greatness at any level with open mind and open thought. We can look into going higher than we are right now. Now, I don't care if you have $1 or $1 million. The $1 person can be greater than the man with $1 million. Huh? Huh? Look at that. Now, for you to achieve that greatness, you must have self-worth and self-understanding. If you do not have these things in place, you will see hell on a consistent basis. Now, look at me. I'm trying to tell you something now. If you look at these steps, these attributes, these so-called points, you will see
a change, and you will notice that change. Now, let's get into the news. Now, I've heard, I'm trying to get educated on this. Donald Trump is trying to defund the post office. Now, I don't know what that's about. I've been listening for about 2 weeks now. That they're talking about Donald Trump is defunding the post office. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. But I'd love to hear y'all's point. Now, we're going to crack down a little bit now. It's time. And I want to get into the next part of it. So, I want everybody to stay tuned in. Remember, we try to broadcast at least once or twice a week on our RSS radio station, also known as NSF radio. So please stay tuned in. Have any questions, call us at 1-800-903-2096. Okay, that's 1-800-903-2096. My name is Brother Alfred. I am the founder of National Saving Fatherhood. I am a father myself. I have three beautiful children that I love with all my heart. And I do this for them. I'm motivated for them because it also helps me. Because if we build up support, we build up energy to support one another in brotherhood and community support, then we can achieve any goal or any attribute that we need to make our lives a little bit better. Let's talk about some of the programs. We get into the next part, which is to talk about program. The National Saving Fatherhood had a few programs. We have a lost and found program where we have our PIs. They go out. They find information for you that so that you can present to the court the location of a child that is lost or you have not seen for, let's say, 6 months, 5 years, whatever. We'll go out and find that child for you as a client. Another program we have is we have group. Every month we have a group chat. We come into Zoom. We sit down. It's only $20 for outside users. It's $20. We ask you to come on with the $20 and, join the conversation. It's a support group for fathers. So we get in there, we talk, conversate, we basically shoot the crap, as they say, so that we can let some of that stress out or some of the pain out. You know, sometimes we come on there, you know, we can bring, you know, bring a couple of beers or whatever, just a couple guys hanging out. Talking, learning from each other's mistakes, things that we've seen or we heard that's been going on legally. We also give out tips along with that. Now, we have another program for young fathers, which is our fatherhood classes. And that comes once a month. And that is $20 as well. For users, young fathers who might need our full services, they can apply to use this service, but they have to apply and talk to the NSF agent or your case manager. So I would like for, you know, young people who might need assistance or help to join in this program, because we'll give you the tools especially if you're a father-to-be, on what's going to happen next. Now, these are from fathers that has been through it, okay? Whether it's try to deal with the woman when she, after the baby's born, know that her emotions are going to go crazy. And you're going to have to be patient with her. Another program we want to talk about is our most popular one is our child support payment program. Now, this program, there's some very big restrictions on this. We'll pay up to 10% to up to 20% of your child support if you are a client, depending on your wages. We'll have to make sure you have all your wage information, how much money you pull in, your rent, and everything else you need. So have that information. Go to the website, nsfatherhood.org. Click on the policies and procedures at the bottom of the page. And I want you to go in there, read how the program works. And we will assist you cordially once you're talking to an NSF agent or a case manager. This program, what we do is the rules and regulations goes as such. Hold on a second, please. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Okay, I'm sorry about that. We had a little bit of internet. As you may not know, a lot of the systems have been going crazy on a lot of the programs. We have to cost us. So we want part of it. Okay, let's continue on. The payout program goes as such. Once you present your wages, your income, proof of income, showing distress, once it is done, you get approval. Once it is approved, we'll send out payments on your behalf. We will contact foster care or DHS, whoever is in charge in your location for receiving child support payments. And we will make the payments directly out to them on your behalf. Now, it's based on income of how much you will receive. We only do this until you are on your feet. Once you show that you are stable and you can provide income for your children, we will discontinue from the program. Now, there's two ways you get discontinued. If you are showing that you are not consistent and you're not developing, we will discontinue you from the program. But if you show that you are consistent, then we will keep help funding you or supporting you with your child support payments, as prescribed in our statement. Our goal is to make sure that you maintain connection with your children. This is not a government-funded program. We are not funded by the United States government or any government per se. We support our nation. We support our troops. We support everybody in our community. But our goal is to make stable fathers. That is it. End quote. Now, for the next part I want to get into is I want to talk to you all about psych support. So what we do is we have a key issue dealing with mental stability, which is on the rise constantly. I have noticed in my state or where I'm at, there is, like, the average person has measly 4 or 5 therapists or psychiatrists or counselors in their room. You have your caseworker, your therapist, your psychiatrist. Then you also have, what's another one? Your mentors. So you have all this so you can maintain some kind of stability. It's a lot to handle. You know, and then you talk about it's taken away from your job or whatever the case may be. So what I want to do is let you know that we're going to try to develop something where everything is all in one boat. We send a report to every person that you see on a consistent basis. And that's probably going to come maybe next year or a year or two from now. And this program will allow you to condense your time and manage your time more so you be more productive. Okay? So I want you all to be patient. Please stay by. Remember, I might stumble. I might fall. But I always get back up. This is Brother Alfred signing off. Thank you for listening to RSS Radio by NSF Radio. Thank you. Peace and good day.